podcast. Welcome to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast, man. Yes. We're back again, another episode, LAMP podcast here on everything, YouTube, Pandora, Anchor, Party Savers, whatever you want. We here.
Yes.
Title, what?
Yes. With happy Jay. Belated birthday to at Party Savers. Shout out to homie E.
Yeah, this happy birthday, man. You know what? I'm so ignorant. I haven't listened to it on Party Savers yet. Have you?
I did. I mean, I don't usually listen to it every week on Party Savers, but because they actually air it right at 10 a.m. every Tuesday, so sometimes I can't be, you know, right at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. But I have, yeah.
Yeah, I got to start doing that, man. At least go to the studio or something. Do they have a studio or something? I don't know.
In Philly, yeah.
Oh, it's in Philly?
Yeah,
Party Savers. All this time, I thought this was in Atlanta.
Party Savers, no.
I'm so wrong. I thought this was in Atlanta this whole time.
About last. They're all in Philly, yeah.
I'm all over the place, man. See, that's the problem. I need to get it together. I need an assistant. Hey, everybody out there want an assistant job, DM me, because I'm looking for one. Someone that can help me out on my day-to-day, because it's getting to be too much.
Yeah.
Even for me, you know. But how are you, Mia? I haven't asked you how you doing. How was life with Mia?
Life is good. I'm
looking
good.
At always a ball of sunshine. Always smiling and everything.
Staying focused. I've been reading a lot. I'm getting back on my... Yeah, I used to read books all the time. And then when I moved, just distracted with doing so many other things, I kind of was laxed on my reading. So reading more and, you know, enlightening my brain.
I always had a question I wanted to ask teachers is... I know reading is good for you, but what happens if you listen to books? Like, do you get the same knowledge that you get from reading a book that you do from listening to one? Or does it lack anything thereof? Like, do you get less knowledge from listening to a book rather than reading a book? I always wanted to know that. I don't know the answer.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends, because I know I've seen studies as far as the type of learner. Everybody's a different type of learner. Yeah. So if you're an audible one, it might be better for you to hear things versus literal. Like, yeah, I've seen I've seen studies about that, but I don't really know.
Because there's sometimes where I can't read a book unless I'm interested in it.
Absolutely.
But I can definitely listen to a book that I'm not interested in.
That makes sense to me. I see why. Because you're not actively working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it takes a lot more discipline and work to pay attention and you actively reading something versus like if somebody just talking, they could just keep on talking whether you're interested or not.
I don't know if I'm regaining the information or not, but I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah,
we'll answer the question on the next episode of the LAMP podcast.
The Path Made Clear, Oprah book, I finished reading like last week. Really good, The Path Made Clear. So check that out.
Okay. Yeah. Last book I read was Michelle Obama's book.
Yes, I have that too.
Right, so see that. I only read it because all the girls was reading it. So.
Oh, Lord.
I needed something to talk about when...
when you went on a date?
Yeah.
Like, OMG.
Girls love that. You read that book? Yeah, girl. And then it's in it from there. Yeah. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm using what you like. I'm trying to relate to you.
Right. No, see? That's a good effort.
And I'm reading too.
Appreciate the effort.
And I'm reading.
Yeah.
See, I'm doing everything in a good way. Just, my motives could be wrong. That's all.
Oh my goodness.
They could. But we're talking about something different today.
Yeah.
Not spouses. Basically, how would you feel if you introduced your new boyfriend or new girlfriend to a friend of yours and then they dated such person in the past? Do you expect them to tell you? And on the other end, if you meet your new friend's boyfriend and girlfriend and you notice that you have dealt with that person in the past, do you feel as though you should tell that person, or should you keep it to yourself? You want to go first?
That's such a struggle. I think it depends on how close I am to that friend, how often I'm around them and a part of their life. Like, I would envision, this is probably what I would envision, like, if they get married, would this friend actually invite me to the wedding? Am I going to be, like, if we're that close... Maybe. I might have to, I might have to say something. I don't know. That's hard. Unless I just felt like it was nothing. And let's say I dated this guy like 7 years ago. It was like a long time ago. And they happened to meet each other. Like, do I want to ruin that? Like, I don't really care. I dated him like 7 years ago.
Yeah, but women... I don't like, know. Only I don't... I got this situation because a friend of mine asked me that. He, well, he didn't go. A friend of his got married, and when he was looking at the pictures, he noticed that the woman was someone that he dealt with.
Okay, but he wasn't at the wedding.
No, he wasn't
then
at the wedding.
Then he ain't a close friend. He wasn't at the wedding. Yeah.
But he said he could have been at the wedding. He just wasn't there because of his schedule. He works. Like, he does
something.
Oh,
so he was invited.
He was. Well, ah. He didn't say he wasn't formally invited, but he wasn't not invited. It was a situation where they know that this guy is always never around.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, there's no point to even, we know he's not going to be around. And then he was like, yo, should I say something to him? And I was torn because I felt as though he should have. I think you should because I don't.
You're already married.
Yeah, but you don't want that to come up later on down the road. I like to get in front of things before they happen, regardless of what time it is, when it is. If I see someone that I dealt with, I'm like, look, man. Huh? It never happened?
I'm just thinking this never happened to me. I never...
It happened
so
to me a couple of
times. So I don't know what I would do. It's actually never happened to me. Like, that's why I guess I'm thinking depends on how close I am with that person.
It has happened to me a few times on both ends where I see somebody, I'm like, oh, snap, I used to talk to that person. Or I show my boy, and he's like, yo, I had shorty, you know what I mean? She a freak. You know, stuff like that. It happens. But
why
I'm that type
say
of person.
That?
I mean, that's how me and my friends talk sometimes. If we see it, it's fucked up, but it's the truth. Like, if we see you, our homie, with a chick, yo, I had a shorty. You know what I mean? She was all right. And you know, and then that's on him to move accordingly to how he wants to.
Yeah.
And that was for me. And if I'm dealing with a female and one of my homies dealt with it, just tell me. I mean, I'm going to decide regardless if I still want to move on with this person or not. Mm-hmm. But I want to know because I don't want to find out anything
later
that you could. Even if the person I'm dealing with, tell me. Like, if you see me out and you see me and you see somebody you should deal with, pull me to the side. Yo, before we move closer, if we do anything, I used to such and such.
Yeah,
and let me,
like, I didn't know y'all knew each other, but...
Yeah. And let me make that decision. Mm-hmm. Let me decide if I want to deal with you or not. I just want to know.
Yes.
Like, as the person in the part of the whoever I'm dealing with, and if someone else dealt with that person, tell me.
Yeah.
I want to know.
I could see that. If I was dating a man, if I was going out on a date or like seeing this guy for the past couple weeks or whatever, we go somewhere where we're around other friends. You spill water?
No. I thought I did.
And we went someplace and someone that I dated was there and I realized they knew each other. Yeah, I think I would mention it. That I would say, like, hey, just so you know, X, Y, and Z.
Because I don't like surprises, man.
Yeah.
I don't like, because I've been the butt of the joke. Put it to you like that. I've been the butt of the joke where everybody in the room knew something about the person I was dealing with and nobody told me.
Okay.
You know, this way, if you tell me, I can get in front of it. I can own it. I can deal with it. I can make it known so I don't have to hurt me later on down the road.
Right.
You know, I like that. So, yeah. I feel I would tell them, I could be the asshole friend and mess up something good, but I don't want to feel bad, like, on my conscience.
Right.
I don't want to be like, yo, I made it known. If it messed it up, it messed it up. But at least, you know, because I think things, when you find out things later on down the road, I think they hurt more.
Yeah, it's like, how could you have, it feels like you've been being lied to for months.
Exactly.
Like, you've been lied to me all this time.
Like, I invited this dude over to watch the game on Sunday.
When that stuff is happening, you have to say something. This person can't be in the house.
Like, I ate her tater tots, brother. Like, I mean, you could have told me you did this with my lady or something,
man. Yeah.
So I feel, you know, just let the person know, man. But some people don't. Some people hold secrets in and then they come out later on down the road and now you really messed up.
Yeah. No, so. I would wanna know if I was dating you, like, even if we're dating and you then meet one of my girlfriends and y'all used to date, I want you to tell me. Because that's too close to home. That kind of freaks me out, but...
I don't think guys don't care about that.
I know guys don't care, but that kind of freaks
guys
me out.
Guys don't care.
Like, that's never
As
happened to me.
Sensitive guys care. Certain. If you're a thorough cat and a dude, like, to me, I look at it like this. The person who I'm with represents me. So I got it. All depends on the guy. Like if he was some cornball dude, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, but if it's a dude that I respect, I can understand it. Like, okay, I can see where, you know what I mean. I can see where you would be involved with this person at. But if it's just some goofy dude, come on, now I can't do that.
Now you mad? Like, hold on. Yeah, I like, got to reevaluate like, you.
Me? I got to reevaluate me. Because if you dealing with this goofy dude, like, am I a goofy dude too? Like, that's what you into? You just into goofy dudes and I'm one of them? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm mad with it. Like, I never blame the person. I always blame myself. It's like, okay, maybe she into goofy dudes. And I'm just another goofy dude she dealing with. So that's what
maybe
I need to
she's,
know.
She's, you know, trying to step her game up when she got
nah,
to you.
Nah, man. People like
it. It could
like,
be that.
Nah. You dealing with goofy. You dealing with goofy.
Hilarious.
So I'm not into that. So I would like to know, man. So anybody that I'm dealing with, if you deal with any of my homies, just tell me.
Yeah. I dated one guy once. We went on like 3 dates. And probably like the second date, he did tell me someone he dated that I knew. But she wasn't my girlfriend. I just knew her because of a particular girlfriend. It was like, yeah, she wasn't somebody that I knew. But it didn't work out with us anyway, so I just was like, whatever. Like
I do have a story. I would love your opinion on this. So this is kind of like similar to that. I'm dealing with a female years ago. It had to have been at least maybe 7 to 10 years. Maybe five. I'll say five. Five, just keep it simple. I was her quote-unquote side piece.
Okay.
She had boyfriend, she got married, kids, everything. I was quote unquote the side piece, and I knew my role. I played it. Never overstepped my boundaries, but I knew who I was. So I just, you know, I can ended that. We haven't dealt with each other about 5, maybe 6 years or whatever. I meet another friend of mine. Well, I meet a female that I'm attracted to, and we cool. We kicking it.
Yeah.
And then I literally walked into her job. She was a hairstylist. And I saw the person, the other girl, that was like, oh, snap. I was like, hey, but it wasn't nothing. I said, hey, how you doing? Whatever, whatever. And then while me and the other girl was going on a date, I told her, like, hey, I don't know if this, but the girl that was at the shop, I used to, you know, deal with each other in the past. And she cut me off. She's like, well, I can't talk to you. You know, that's my friend, blah, blah. But I'm like, yo,
But that's what I mean by it's a case-by-case thing, and it's about personal opinion. Like, if she obviously felt like she was that close to that female, that it would be awkward for her.
But my thing is, why doesn't she get faulted for none of this? Like, she had a whole husband, whole boyfriend. She done had kids. Mm-hmm. Like, in the past, since we've known each other, she done had 2 other kids. She's married again. It's like, come on, man.
Not saying
you
that
blocking your blessings, man.
Oh, Lord.
You blocking your blessings, baby.
Yeah, it would just be awkward because obviously she's that close to that female that y'all would all be in the same room, in the same circle a lot. And that's probably going to be awkward for her. That would be awkward for me. Like, I don't want to know that let's say y'all did make it and now she's in love with you and wants to marry you. Now, when y'all are at, you know, family cookout and whatever the case may be, if she's that close to that female, like, my homegirl that I'm with all the time slept with my husband. Like, that's not cool. Like, that's where she's thinking. She's one of them future. Like, that's how I am. I think future. Like, I'm like, eh. Like, this is my homegirl for life. I already know that. It's already established. So if I do fall for you and if you date with intention, she's somebody who probably dates with intention. She's thinking of that. Like, now my husband, like, y'all done. Nah, I'm cool.
But you know your girlfriend a little fresh.
She
a little loose.
That too. That may, you know, that could be an issue.
So they got nothing to do with me.
It does. But I mean, it doesn't, not like directly in the sense of, but yeah, it does. If she already know, this is my homegirl for life. This is like, I've known her 20 years. I may know how she is or whatever, but I've known her 20 years. I'm not comfortable with the man in my life having been with her. Period. Yeah, I'd be cutting you off too. Like, okay, I'll holler. It was nice to meet you. Thanks for the, yeah.
I don't agree.
Next.
I don't agree. You gotta evaluate each situation for what it is, man.
She evaluated it. That was her evaluation. You just don't like her evaluation.
I don't. I don't.
That was the evaluation.
I just look at it like, she just been through too much for you to put that one small situation to stop this. It's like, yo, she done been through all this and all that.
Well,
clear that I was just, what's the word? I was a pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like I said, I just think men and women look at things differently.
They do.
Because I think we look at it like, how serious were y'all? Like, if it, like I said, if it was just some fling shit, mm-hmm. cool. I could deal with that. But if it was like, mm-hmm. you know, it was going Thanksgivings and Christmases and y'all mm-hmm. was doing that, I can't deal with it, man. But if it was just like, yo, nah, man, I hooked up with Shorty a couple times, it wasn't nothing serious, mm-hmm. I could move on from that. But women, I see, can't.
Right.
So,
yeah, nah.
I understand where y'all coming from.
I would have been like, I'll holla. Next.
See, she light skinned.
You
don't
know.
Even know what that got to do with the situation.
Right, he just wanted to say that.
It's all I good. I felt like it. But, you know, let us know what y'all feel. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about the situation. What would you do? Would you tell your girlfriend? Would you tell your homie? You know, would you keep it to yourself? You know, just mm-hmm. let us know, man, in the comments, DM us, send us messages, whatever y'all want, man. Like I said, we're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Anchor, YouTube, Party Savers.
Google Play, Spotify,
yeah, man,
Pandora, right?
Yes, everywhere.
Pandora.
So tell somebody to follow the Lamp Podcast on yes. every social media network. Hit us up, man. Appreciate y'all every time. Peace.